Hey guys, Pat's here with your Pursuing Positive podcast. I want to thank you for your time, as always, for coming back here to give me a slice of your day. So hopefully I can give you something positive, uplifting, or motivational to kick start your day right now. Now, this is going out on Monday. It's going to be May 27th. This is Memorial Day 2019. This is a big holiday weekend for me as a Marine Corps veteran. And I want to make sure that people understand the difference in this holiday. And I've got a great example, a perfect way to do that. A couple things I'm going to enlighten you with today. And hopefully let you understand, if you don't already, the powerful meaning behind this day and what memory it is that we are truly honoring this weekend, but especially today as we go forward on our Memorial Day. So take a seat, keep going in the car, hit the gym, whatever it is you're doing, take a ride with me, take a seat back, jump down with me on Pursuing Positive on Memorial Day 2019. Let's get at it. Okay, guys. So this is a major pet peeve of mine. So forgive me if this seems a little soapboxish. But as a Marine Corps veteran, and this would line up with probably just about any other veteran or veteran's family that understands where this is going. Memorial Day is a great day. It is a great moment of reflection for all of us, whether you really believe and appreciate the way the country is being handled or not. It's completely 100% irrelevant, because without the memory of the warriors and soldiers and fighters across the time of our national history, without their sacrifices, without their willingness to persevere and push forward to a goal of securing our freedom, your disbelief in the system, your lack of appreciation, or your complete sense of just not agreeing with the way things may go would be the least of our worries if this was a German-run country or British-run country. Everything that we know would not exist, so none of this would be here to complain about. So I'm happy that we are able to complain about the mistakes our country makes, because that means we are in a country where we are free to see such maneuvers as mistakes. The ability to say that is a representation of such a freedom. However, I do not like the fact that I get thanked for my service on this day. I will always say thank you to anyone who says that to me. I will appreciate the gesture. Because, fair enough, a lot of people don't understand the difference. And that is perfectly okay, because until I spent my time in the service, I did not truly get it myself. So, this has been going around Facebook lately, but it is probably the simplest way to explain the difference between the three main military-themed holidays and days of remembrance that our country observes here in the United States. They are Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day, and of course, Memorial Day. So without trying to think of the specifics of those holidays, put it in retrospect of the modern military uniform. Armed Forces Day. This lands on the third Saturday of May. This is for those who are currently wearing the uniform. Those are who the men and women that are serving right now as you speak. Whether they're deployed or not, they are currently active duty serving. This Armed Forces Day is for them. The next is Veterans Day. This is November 11th to the day. These are for all of those servicemen and women who used to wear the uniform, but no longer do. They are here with us. They are alive. They are present and accounted for. But they used to give their time, blood, tears, sweat, and glory to the United States military or DOD services. Now, this last one is the one of importance for this podcast today. This is Memorial Day. Has become one of the greatest retail holidays next to probably Christmas and Easter in our country. And that has nothing to do with its purpose. Memorial Day, in its stance, is that of remembrance. It's to hold that memory. Okay, so what are we remembering? If Armed Forces Day is talking about those who currently wear the uniform, and Veterans Day references those who used to wear the uniform, then Memorial Day references those who wore the uniform but never made it out of that uniform. Those who have died, given the ultimate and absolute sacrifice known to the human body, the human mind, and the human soul. And that is of unconditional sacrifice for those brothers and sisters in arms or those of us back home, whether current or past, to help ensure freedoms and certain abilities in our country. So as much as I appreciate anybody who thanks a service member for their service on Memorial Day, if you are able to thank someone face to face, then you have it wrong. And I am deeply sorry, and this is not meant to offend anybody. But I was asked recently, what would I say, or what do I say? How do I approach this? And it is usually something to the effect of, sir, ma'am, I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you very much. But today's not about me. It's about those that never made it home. Just make sure you remember those today. Of course, the phrasing is slightly different every time because I'm not going to be a voice recorder, but you get the idea. I just want to make sure that people understand this is about retaining a memory of those we know and those we don't who gave their lives for us. Okay, so now that we kind of have that explained as best possible, where did Memorial Day really start? Somebody had to hold a memory the first time. Well, interestingly enough, there is a race course, a horse race course. From all knowledge, from all documentation, this seems to be the center point of where Memorial Day started. This was the Washington Race Course and Jockey Club in the area of Charleston, South Carolina in the mid-1800s. We are looking at the time of the Civil War when the Union Army and Confederate Army were at ends of slavery, personal freedoms, and other issues of the time. Of course, slavery is what we think of the most because that was one of the harshest situations that were being dealt with at the time. Now, Charleston had a large number of black individuals that were, most of them were slaves at the time. Now, the Union was trying their best to free slavery while the Confederates was trying to keep it in force. at this time at this Washington Racecourse and Jockey Club there in South Carolina, the Confederates had turned this indoor club into an outdoor prison. These Union soldiers who were imprisoned here, specifically 257 of these Union soldiers, were not treated well. Place came down with disease, and all 257 of those Union soldiers there at this time died in this prison. Now, as a cover-up, because they're no longer prisoners of war, you have now killed 257 more soldiers. So the Confederates threw everyone in one mass grave behind the grandstand of that race course and buried everyone together. The story continues forward just a little bit, and at this time, the Civil War has come to a close. Things have done, things have gone, and things have ended. But many of these black individuals were able to secure their freedom after this was all said and done, and to show appreciation for their ability to do that, they all got together, got their friends and family, other slaves, and newly freed slaves, together held a march, brought in available music, had a picnic, and made one of the largest informal ceremonies of remembrance for its time. This happened roughly, based on what we know, around May 1st of 1865. So the first, or what we believe to be the first, Memorial Day observance is in 1865 with a bunch of newly freed slaves giving respect and appreciation to the soldiers that chose to fight for their freedom. Following a very early trend here, they are observing the remembrance of the soldiers who gave their lives in search of freedom for someone else. Now, this over time became known as Memorial Day as we know it. And that is the complete purpose of this day. This day is known to hold a place of remembrance. Not for those serving, not for those who have served, but those who served and gave their life as the ultimate sacrifice in place of someone who could not fight for themselves or was unable to fight for themselves, to help ensure those back at home are able to keep and retain those freedoms. The same situation that was created in 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina, is what pushes this holiday today. We need to sit back and, yes, give respect to those who are serving and who have served. Coming from a veteran, that is very much appreciated. We just don't want to make it possible, as time goes forward, to allow the truth and sincerity of Memorial Day to wash away. We want to make sure that its purpose is retained, its purpose is realized, and its purpose is understood, that we are remembering those who gave their lives to give us the freedoms we enjoy today. And that's what I want you to walk away with: the truth of Memorial Day, as those freedom marchers in South Carolina dubbed those 257 Union soldiers as the martyr of the race course. Let's remember all of the martyrs for our freedoms we experience today. All right, guys, I want to thank you again for spending a little bit of time with me today, and I hope you are able to appreciate the knowledge and history that I was able to provide to you today, making sure we really understand the meaning of Memorial Day compared to other veteran and military-minded holidays. But the historical knowledge of where this day, as far as we know, originated from in its roots and why it is such a strong need to understand what we are in fact remembering. Give me your comments, give me your feedback. Depending on what app you're listening to, please send me a message. This podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, and many more. So find the ability to send me a message, and depending on where you're listening to, if you cannot do so, shoot me an email to pursuingpositive@gmail.com and let me know your tips, let me know your thoughts, let me know your questions. Just give me your general feedback on today's podcast and how I can help you have a better day the next time around. Mondays and Fridays are our target zone, so watch out for your next episode coming very soon around the corner. And I hope you are able to go forward today understanding the truth and weight that this day holds for us. In every sense physically possible of being positive, we must understand and remember those who gave their lives to allow us the freedoms to do so. So in their honor, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. That's your positivity for today.